Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a switch-up layer from an Amen Break in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the smart way. Punchy, musical, and light on CPU. The idea here is simple, but it's really powerful in drum and bass. You do not always need a whole new drum pattern to make a section feel fresh. Sometimes you just need a controlled micro shift, a little tension, a different accent, a quick restart point. That's what a switch-up layer gives you. It keeps the main groove recognizable, but adds that something changed moment that makes the track feel arranged, not looped. This works especially well in Rollers, Jungle, Darker Liquid, and Neuro-Adjacent DNB, because those styles rely on a constant forward motion. The ear wants movement, but not necessarily a full rewrite. So today we're making an Amen Science Edit layer that can sit under the main loop, jump forward for a bar or two, and then get out of the way so the drop still feels huge. First, set up a dedicated audio track and name it Amen Switch Up. If you already have a main Amen loop, duplicate that track first. That gives you a clean comparison point, which is really useful when you start making edits. Color code it differently from the main break, so you can see at a glance what role it plays. Now warp the clip to your project tempo if it isn't already locked in. If the clip is long, consolidate just the part you want to edit into a 1-bar or 2-bar region. That keeps the workflow light and makes the CPU load smaller before you even add any processing. Here's the first important mindset shift. Don't start by chopping everything. Start with one strong musical slice of the Amen. Usually that means one snare anchor, maybe a kick, a hat pickup, and a little tail or ghost note. The snare is the identity of the Amen, so preserve that if you can. You can get more aggressive with hats, little percussion fragments, and reverses, but keep the backbeat readable. That's what makes the edit feel intentional instead of random. In Ableton's clip view, slice out a 1-bar or 2-bar phrase. Use warp markers only where they matter, so the groove stays tight without overprocessing the audio. If you want even more control, pull a few of those slices into a fresh clip, so you've got a cleaner edit lane to work with. If you like triggering variations with MIDI, you can drag the slices into Sampler on a MIDI track. That's great if you want performance-style control over the break. For a lightweight setup, use Sampler in classic mode. Keep the voices low and avoid unnecessary time stretching. But honestly, for this technique, straight audio editing is often the best option because it uses fewer resources and gets you to the final result faster. Now let's shape the switch up so it feels punchy without getting messy. A really solid stock device chain here is EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and utility. Put it on the switch up layer itself, not necessarily on the whole drum bus. That way the edit gets character, but your main loop still has room to breathe. Start with EQ8 and high pass the layer somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. The point is to protect the sub lane. In DNB, the low end belongs to the bass, not the edit layer. Then add drum bus and use just enough drive to bring out the mid-range energy. A good starting range is around 5 to 20%, and you can push the transients a little if you want the snare to crack harder. After that, a touch of saturator with soft clip-on can add grit and help the edit feel more processed. Finish with utility, so you can control width and keep the important hit centered. A good rule here is, if the break loses snap, back off the drive before you keep adding more EQ or more distortion. In drum and bass, too much processing can flatten the groove really fast. You want impact, not mush. Now think about arrangement. The best switch-up layers are not just random fills sitting next to the bass line. They answer the bass. They create call and response. So instead of placing the edit everywhere, use it at phrase boundaries. For example, you might run the main Amen and bass for 2 bars, then let the bass drop out briefly, then let the switch-up layer answer with a snare stutter or a reverse hat into the next phrase. That kind of phrasing makes the track feel musical and DJ-friendly. You can also use the switch-up as a tension cue before a drop. A 1-bar edit at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase can make the return of the main groove feel much bigger. In darker DNB, sometimes less movement actually hits harder. A single altered snare placement, or even a half beat of silence before the restart, can be more dramatic than a busy fill. Once the basic edit is working, add movement with automation, but keep it minimal. This is a low CPU workflow, so don't stack a bunch of extra effects just to create excitement. Instead, automate a few high-impact parameters. For example, you can automate auto-filter cutoff to sweep down over 1 bar, or automate utility gain so the edit tucks back when the main bass returns. You could also use a very small reverb throw, just on the last snare or hat fragment, so the layer tails into the next section without smearing the groove. Keep the automation sharp and deliberate. Indeed, NB edits, subtle can be powerful, but it still needs edge. The listener should feel a change in energy state. Maybe the switch up is tighter, drier, narrower, or more agitated than the main loop. That contrast is what makes the ear go, yeah, something just happened. Once the sound is feeling good, resample it. This is one of the best CPU-saving moves you can make in Ableton Live 12. Create a new audio track called Amen Resample, set the input to resampling or route it from the switch-up track, and record a few bars while the arrangement plays. Then trim the best section, consolidate it, and replace the live chain if the sound is locked in. Resampling does two things for you. First, it reduces CPU because you're no longer running multiple live devices and edits every time the project plays. Second, it often makes the result sound more cohesive because all the tiny impacts, tails, and saturation get printed together. The switch up starts to feel more like a finished record element and less like a bunch of separate processes. Now place the layer where it actually helps the arrangement. Don't overuse it. In drum and bass, if you use too many edits, you can destroy the impact. A good placement strategy is to keep it out of the intro or use only a very filtered ghost version there. Then let the main break carry drop A. Bring in the switch up at bar 8 or bar 16 to refresh the ear. Use a bigger variation in drop B if you want the track to evolve. Then strip it back again in the outro so DJs can mix cleanly. That's the whole balance. Enough change to feel arranged. Not so much change that the groove loses identity. One more mix note. Keep the important hit centered. If the switch up contains serious snare or kick energy, mono or near mono is usually best. You can widen short atmosphere tails or reverses if you want, but the core impact should stay solid in the middle. Also, check the low mids. If the edit feels muddy, carve a little around 200 to 600 Hz rather than boosting everything else. And if it feels too sharp, a gentle dip around 3 to 6 kHz can take the edge off. Here's the big picture. A switch-up layer is really about controlling energy. It is not just a fill, and it is not just decoration. It's a tool for tension, transition, lift, and reset. If you can clearly say what role it plays, you're probably using it well. So as you build, ask yourself, is this edit protecting the drop? Is it making the bass return feel bigger? Is it keeping the break recognizable while adding motion? If the answer is yes, you're on the right path. For practice, try this on an 8-bar amen-driven loop. Duplicate a 1-bar phrase, add 1 ghost snare, 1 reverse tat, and 1 short fill at the end. High pass at around 150 Hz, add a little drum bus and transient emphasis, and automate the track, so the layer only appears in bars 4 and 8. Then resample 4 bars of the result and compare the CPU load and groove against the live version. If you want to level up, make 3 versions. 1 minimal, 1 mid-energy, and 1 aggressive. Place each in a different section, keep the main loop the same, and listen for which version supports the bass best. That judgment is the real skill. So that's the move. Small slices, smart processing, phrase-aware placement, and commit to audio when it works. That's how you make an Amen switch-up layer feel expensive, intentional, and super usable in a real DNB arrangement.